head coach and GM of the Rush, Derek Keenan, joins us. Derek, how are you?
I'm well, Jason. How are you?
They can be rather important players, getting elite guys at number one.
Yeah, they sure can. Yeah, I think in any sport, if it's the right draft and the right year, and it certainly appears to be in hockey, they can certainly turn a franchise around and bring us some success quickly.
But even for your team, you know what? I would argue that the most important time for the Rush was when you got Rubish, Dilks, and Corbeil in a span of a week and a half doing for a trade and expansion draft.
Yeah, for sure. We started to rebuild the team with the defense first, and then we were able to, obtain some draft picks to address our offense over the last 3 or 4 years. But yeah, the defense was kind of rebuilt then, and I think from there we've moved forward in a positive way, and we've had a lot of success since then. So yeah, I still say that our strength kind of starts at our back, and we go out from there, we're certainly strong back there and built around those guys. And I think even prior to that, having Brett Mitzke as a third round draft pick in 2009, he's one of our key guys back there as well.
Derek, you talk about your back end, and you had that game completely in hand on Saturday night against Colorado. You're up 13-6, and then you give up 6 unanswered goals in the fourth quarter. And that's the third time this year you've kind of given up a flurry of goals in the fourth quarter. Was the proverbial pedal taken off the gas? Is there any concern from your vantage point that that's happened a few times this year in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't from... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe my messaging was wrong at the end of the third quarter, because I really emphasized to the guys, let's really step on their throats and close this thing out. And we did the exact opposite. So I said to Jeff and Jimmy after this, that maybe I just should have said nothing and just kept going the way we were. But it's a funny game sometimes. I mean, it's truly is a game of momentum and runs. And you know, we had a great first half, but we had a great third quarter. And then in the fourth, I thought we had some really good opportunities to completely bury them. And I thought Book made some great saves. And at the other end, you know, everything was going in the net. So I think they scored 6 on 11 shots, and a lot of it was Adam Jones, who had Boldy's number that night. And most of it was perimeter stuff. I think they got a shorthanded goal, which is unacceptable. We can't allow that to happen. I think they had one other transition goal, which is, you don't want to give those goals up. I mean, we talk about that a lot. When teams can get back in games by power plays and transition, and they did get a power play goal in the third quarter that kind of got them going a little bit, and then transition goal in the fourth, and then some perimeter stuff and a 6-on-5 goal. So, you know, next thing you know, you're hanging on for dear life. And at the other end, we had opportunities, like I said, and we just couldn't put one in and put it away. But I think it's, you know, part of the learning process for us. It's not something we really struggled with last year, other than against Calgary, I think, in the playoffs we were pretty good at closing games out. So but we need to get better, and certainly going forward to play 60 minutes.
Talk about, I guess, the first three quarters where your team was in complete control. You're up 13-6. Your top four gunners offensively, Greer, Matthews, McIntosh, and Church, really led the way for your offense.
Yeah, I thought they kind of took turns taking the game over and doing their thing. You know, early on it was Ben and Zach, and then in the third quarter, Robert and Mark really got going. So yeah, those guys have been great. I mean, you know, we're scoring at 13 a night. That's usually more than enough for us. On this night, it was just enough. I thought when we play with speed and we move the ball, and even Mark, I mean, he didn't have a great first half, and it was a lot of kind of stationary things. And then when he caught the ball a lot on the move in the third quarter, we had some set stuff for him. And he's really difficult to stop when he's moving at full speed with the ball. And he shot the ball well on the run, and he got to the net and made some plays. So certainly those four guys led our offense that night.
You've clinched now first place again in the Western Conference. You'll sit back and await. Well, it's going to come down to the final regular season game. Vancouver and Calgary play one another. The winner of that game will go to Colorado for the West semifinal, and then you'll face the winner at home. You got the bye week that you wanted, Derek. You have 2 weeks left now. There's nothing to play for. You talked earlier about having some guys who are banged up. Will you contemplate resting some guys this weekend and then play a full sked the final weekend of the season?
I think most of the guys are starting to get healthy, but it's so hard because we just don't play enough to be able to do that. We only have 2 games left and then we have a bye. Because of logistics, we may not practice that week. Last year we got together in Calgary. It kind of made sense. We got to go to the game and watch, and we practiced in Calgary. This year we'll be in Colorado, so I'm not sure we'll do much. We'll certainly ask our guys to get out with their local teams, junior clubs, whatever it might be, and stay sharp. But of course, they always stay on top of their fitness. But I think Aaron Boyle could maybe use a break because he's been a little bit injured lately. His knee's been bothering him a bit, so. We'll consider that for this weekend, but I think when we play in Colorado, we'll want to have our lineup we're going to use going to the playoffs. And this week we may change a couple guys just so they play and are ready to go for playoffs if needed. So that's a strategy we might employ this weekend as well. We have a very, very slim chance of getting first overall, so we need some help there, but. So this weekend we just want to try and get better. I really want to see our guys, no matter who's in the lineup, to put together 60 minutes this week.
Derek Kenyon, head coach, GM of the Rush, join us. Big victory over Colorado, clinching first place in the West. You talked about the home floor advantage. The schedule maker, Derek, have you guys made a decision on the West final? Will you start on the road, or are you just going to play a home game, somewhere on the weekend? Because I know the Friday, Saturday night at Rexall for that weekend you're scheduled to be at home are booked up.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I think they have talked about starting at home and then giving up the so-called advantage, which really isn't much of an advantage for the two-game series, so. I don't think anything is confirmed yet. I think we'll know probably soon, perhaps after this weekend when we know who's going to be first overall and so forth. But that's when all the dates will be solidified. But if we have to give up that and play at home first, I'm okay with that. But we're not sure on our final what the dates are at this time.
Ideally, would you prefer to start on the road and then play like a Thursday or a Sunday game at home?
Probably. I don't know if a Thursday is available. It might be, but probably, yeah. Even though it's just a 10-minute thing, in a do-or-die situation, I think you'd probably rather be at home. Although, we play really well on the road, too. I think our road record's better right now than our home record. I think we only have the one loss or maybe two losses on the road, I think, so. We're pretty comfortable on the road, and either way, I'm not really convinced how important it is, when it comes down to that, especially, like I said, for our guys, we're good on the road. We like playing in Colorado. We usually play really well there. We play well in Calgary typically, so I'm not too worried about whether we're going to be home or away for that.
This might be a tough one, but you've seen both of them in their rookie seasons. Ben McIntosh broke Mark Matthews' franchise record for points by a rookie. He has 75 now. Matthews had 69. Now, granted, he didn't get to play with Matthews, didn't play with himself, you know what I'm saying. But Matthews now has 103 points, only the 15th player in NLL history to get to triple digits in points, and he's still got 2 games remaining. How similar are this? Like, is Ben McIntosh a player that you see 100 points in his future?
Probably. They're different. They're different players, almost entirely different kind of players. Though, like you know, Mark obviously plays a lot of the game with the ball and the stick, and Ben doesn't. So, Ben's a quick in and out, goal scorer. He's not one that's going to take a lot of outside shots or or beat guys to the net a lot. Although he is very capable, I think there's more to his game than I think people thought. He was just kind of known as an inside scorer. I mean, he got a beautiful mid-range shot goal that I think was our first goal of the game, first or second goal of the game against Colorado on the weekend. So he can shoot the ball from there. But different kind of players, you know, like Mark's probably more of an assist guy, although Ben's got his share of assists this year too. So, Mark's a power player, and I think at the same time, I think Ben's a power. He's a powerful guy too. Kind of some similarities, but I think Ben will, at the end of the day, he's not going to play as much with the ball on the stick as Mark.
Yeah, well, it's a good. You need some diversity, I guess, in your offense, right? If you had all the players who are the same, you wouldn't have success.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and that's something that you have to be conscious of. Even going forward, I mean, we got another first round draft pick this year, and you got to be really aware of who you're taking, and we have a lot of talent now. We got Curtis Knight coming back, a lot of talent, and you got to be careful of we want all our guys, all of our players to do everything that we do in our offense, meaning be pick setters, be guys that go through the middle, be playmakers, be passers, be shooters. But there are some guys that are more ball carriers than others. And yeah, I don't think you can have an offense where you have six or seven guys that are all ball carriers. It just doesn't work. So you have to be really careful with how you put the group together, I think.
Well, Derek, congratulations on another first-place finish in the West, and best success in the postseason.
Thanks very much, Jason.